Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 24th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. SpaceX successfully launched and deployed 60 satellites as part of its Starlink project to deliver gigabit Ethernet. This is the first non-test launch in a series that will eventually have 12,000 satellites in low Earth orbit for worldwide coverage by the mid-2020s. The satellites weigh 227 kilograms with multiple high-throughput antennas. They include electric propulsion to help achieve and maintain proper positioning by expelling charged atoms of krypton. OneWeb launched its first six satellites toward a similar service in February, and Amazon plans to launch 3,200 satellites for its Project Kuiper internet service. The BBC reports that Facebook is planning to launch a cryptocurrency-backed payment system in a dozen countries by Q1 2020. The cryptocurrency is internally called GlobalCoin, and Facebook plans to begin testing it by the end of 2019. CEO Mark Zuckerberg has already been in talks with the U.S. Treasury and the Bank of England Governor Mark Carney about the risks and regulatory requirements for the coin. The report also claims that Facebook is in talks with online merchants to accept the coin in exchange for lower transaction fees. Google Search, Google Maps, and Google Assistant now support placing food orders directly through third-party services rather than requiring a separate app. Searching for a supported restaurant will now show a Order Online button with payment available through Google Pay if the restaurant supports it. The announcement was not clear if Google Assistant's smart speakers or displays will support the feature, at least immediately. DoorDash, Postmates, Delivery.com, Slice, and ChowNow are supported at launch. Google says that about a quarter of calls made by Google Duplex system start with a human rather than the AI the system usually relies on. Google says this happens when the system is unsure if the business being called takes reservations or if the user of Duplex is suspected of being a spammer. Google says that about 15% of calls that begin with AI need a human to intervene at some point. Google uses the data from human-made calls to train its AI. Rotten Tomatoes is changing how it calculates its audience scores. These are the ones with popcorn icons next to them, not the more iconic rotten or fresh tomato scores based on critical reviews. Recently, the company stopped user reviews from being posted until after the movie premiered. Now, when you leave a review, it will ask if you want to verify that you've seen the movie. If you are verified, your review will count toward the overall audience score. If not, you can still leave the review, but it won't count toward the score. People can just read it. At the moment, you can only verify you bought a ticket through Rotten Tomatoes' sister site, Fandango. However, Rotten Tomatoes says it's working with AMC, Regal, and Cinemark to verify purchases direct from the chains later this year. The world's largest contract chip maker, TSMC, said shipments to Huawei would not be affected by U.S. restrictions, for the time being at least. TSMC spokesperson Elizabeth Sun said the company is assessing the impact of the U.S. restrictions. Variety reports that, according to sources, Snap is in negotiations with Sony, Universal, and Warner Music to license music catalogs for use in Snapchat posts. Music will be limited to posts and not be used for general music streaming. Snap currently has an agreement with Pandora to let Pandora Premium users share music in the app, as well as with Shazam to identify music. Instagram announced its long-form video platform IGTV will now support landscape video. The change comes from creator feedback and the prevalence of landscape video already being uploaded but hard to view. Google rolled out group video calls to Duo. Android and iOS users can now host up to 8 people on a video chat. Google confirmed the feature is not available to Google Assistant smart displays yet. Android users will also now be able to draw, add text, or emojis to a video chat, with iOS support coming soon. Best Buy is canceling pre-orders for the Samsung Galaxy Fold because Samsung has not set a new release date. AT&T had put up a June 13 release date, but has since taken it down. Samsung was reported to have a fix for the phone and had said in the beginning of May that it would have a new release date in the coming weeks. But Samsung said at the same time that it will cancel pre-orders itself on May 31st if customers no longer wish to wait, in compliance with U.S. law. And finally, China Railway Rolling Stock Corporation, catchy name, showed a prototype maglev train designed to eventually achieve speeds of up to 373 miles per hour or 600 kilometers per hour. The company claims the train will be able to make the trip from Beijing to Shanghai in just 3.5 hours, an hour less than traveling by air. The train will now go into further testing, with plans for a full production by 2021. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.